Welcome to the podcast with like Face, Pat, and Tiz.
Well, what's up, guys? Welcome to the podcast. Show with three friends, separated by distance, connected by brotherhood, having weekly conversations that you can join in on. And as always, I'm your boy Tiz, one third of the partners, and I am along with
the other third of the partners. You know, as the world turns, we spread like germs. It's Omicron One here.
I like that shit, Omicron One.
That was a bar.
I fuck with that shit.
That was hard.
I've been practicing.
Yeah. I ain't got none of that goddamn fancy, man. It's just face in the place. What's that?
Race and base and space and face and taste. And
other shit too. What's a mace?
And I'm Tiz with the whiz.
Flick it, flick it. Oh.
With the whiz?
I don't know. I didn't have that damn for that one. The ride.
He's
on the beat. I didn't have anything. Kind of like me this week. This is gonna be an interesting show. We'll get into why in a minute, guys. How y'all doing this week?
I can't complain. I'm doing pretty well. Had a good night so far. Just got back from picking up my oldest. So had a good little drive. Me, her, and the wife laughed the whole way back home. Just a good little vibe, man. Today's anniversary of my father passing. So instead of me being sad like I normally do, I was basically happy most of the day. Just got through some bullshit. Got through when the bullshit was going on. So I pressed through. Didn't do the normal thing. Just getting angry and just sulking. I just tried to stay on that lighter note. And some of my oldest kid just put the extra little joy in my heart. And then my wife did what she needed to do for me. So I think I did what I needed to do, did what I accomplished, what I wanted to do for this season. The season ain't over yet, so I can only continue to build more on top of the goodness and the joy I have. So I say I'm doing pretty good this week, man. I say I'm doing pretty good overall.
Right. How about you? Oh, buddy. So wild month last week, my uncle's birthday this week, and it's a lot going on this. To be full honest, man, financially I ain't where I want to be this Christmas just because I wasn't working for so long. FMLA was great as far as, you know, putting me in a good place as far as not losing my job, et cetera. It sucks ass as far as your financial side. So I'm paying a lot of bills off and stuff that had kind of accumulated over that time. So it ain't what I wanted to be, but it's about to get there. I mean, I got a bonus coming up that's going to let me, you know what I'm saying, do what I really want to do. But right now I'm just finagling and staggling, making Christmas happen. So Christmas about to happen. It's going to be a stressful week right after that for me. So for me, I'm just trying to get through Christmas primal and push to this new year and hit the reset button, because 2021, I'm about over.
Now, yep. I'm glad you say what you said. I'm going to build on that after we do the check-in, because it brings me back to a thought and a conversation I was having earlier in this week. So put a pin in that. We're going to build on that part that you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up. Anyway, we can build for you.
Speed up time so Christmas come on. other than that, man, like, everything good. Once I get through Christmas, man, I'm back on for me. And yeah, man, I don't know. Talking tonight may, you know, help. I don't know, man. I'm not shit. Fuck it. Fuck 2021 is what sums it all up.
Just like yesterday, we was here talking about 2020, man. So, I mean,
they twins, man. Fuck them both.
Mm-hmm. They ain't saying me. They ain't identical, but they fraternal like a month.
And then next year is 2022. That's 2020, the sequel. You try to confuse you on how they actually you actually spell it out, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's actually 2020, the sequel.
I don't care what it is. I don't want nothing.
2022.
Mm-hmm. 2022. When is 2030 hitting? I heard that's gonna be nice.
Yeah, I like 30. 30 is my birthday, so 30 is good.
Yeah, that'll be
a
little older.
Yeah, I might be.
Where you
older
now?
Omicron.
Oh, well, yeah. So, you know, last week, I said I had that, you know, great day on Sunday and whatnot. Let me tell you, sometimes my life is good and fuckery. Sometimes it comes with the greatest of goods, and then sooner or later, after a while, maybe after the end of we recording on the last Tuesday, the fuckery comes in. All right. So Thought it was double double vax Pat.
Double vax Pat.
Then that morning I started the coughing, and that's how it starts.
He be wheezing.
That's how it started last.
Now, mind you, he's double vax, but now he's also double vid.
Double vid, man.
Double vax Pat is now double vid Sid.
I don't want no vids. Vids have not done anything good.
I don't want your COVID, no.
No.
I don't want vids, your Omicron, and no. I don't want none of your Delta, no. Don't want none of your COVID. I don't want your vid.
No.
So I'm sick.
A vid is a virus, can't get no love from me.
And I know Faith said he can't complain and everything, but I can't because I'm grumpy as hell right now, dog. Like, this shit is bullshit. Like, I hate being sick. It's so in the way. Like,
hey, man.
It's the times that I have to myself so I can actually focus on, like my projects and all that other stuff. And my mind is just like, ugh. Because half the time, I'm sick.
Look at me sick of the sick.
So I'm taking meds, and then I got to sober up from the meds because they got me zombified while they're fixing whatever I'm going through, pretty much. And then at the same time, everybody asking me for shit all the time. Like, no, I can't do nothing for you but get you sick. Can't do shit. Like, that's it.
Do it for free.
Huh. I'm glad we do this by Zoom.
Yeah.
Between you and Face, man, I'm the next one to go, man. I bubble myself. I'm scared to go out now. I feel like the next trip to the grocery store, I'm gonna come back.
Hey guys, what's up, guys?
Welcome
to the podcast. It starts off with you coughing, and then you feel like you have extra phlegm and stuff all the time. That's why I'm drinking all the hot tea.
That's me half the time. I wouldn't know.
That's what I thought.
But I'd have been tested 30 million times. So I tell you what, if I do catch it, I'm gonna know pretty early. I feel like I get tested every other damn week.
That's every Friday at 6:30 p.m. Shit.
And this is not taking, like, this Omicron thing is quick, yo.
I'm a crazy.
Like, I'm trying to say, like, the zombie apocalypse. Like, quick. Like, one person gets sick, next person gets sick, next person around you gets sick. Like, it's just...
Your mama ended up sick?
Yeah. One after another. It's crazy. Like, it's almost scary. Like, for real. Like, the way it just one after another.
Oh, you got that walking dead.
Yeah, this is it, man. It came to be... Like, the thing is, though, after the first 3 days... I started feeling better or whatever. So it wasn't like last time where I was like out for 2 weeks and felt like, and still wasn't right after those 2 weeks. I'm still like out for a whole like month for real, pretty much. But yeah, but yep, I'm here. Omicron one and ain't got me that down. But if you would have saw me last
week. Got me crying. Well, say, Face, what is it that you were talking about that you wanted to give back to? What did I say to spark your interest?
Christmas time and bills. Can you hear me clearly?
Uh-huh. I hear you. We're talking about bills.
Christmas time and bills. Okay. I roll this conversation back to kids. And most times, adults always go in debt at Christmas time. I'm trying to catch up on bills and suffice for getting their kids all this extravagant shit that they really don't need or just going overboard just because their kids want it. Bring me back to a conversation that is like, I'm going to say it's almost a generational question because I know most parents in my age group and older, they feel like your behavior dictates what you get for Christmas. You feel me? Like your behavior going to dictate what the outcome is. They still believe, we still believe in that good behavior gets gift, bad behavior gets that cold. We keep the tradition going. Where new parents, behavior really don't dictate, they still gonna do whatever. So I'm a type of parent, like, I'll cancel Christmas on your ass if you've been bad all year. Like, there is no Christmas. You need to earn, I feel like you get to earn some stuff. I'm not going in debt and for the next 2 months trying to pay off some big ass toys because that's what you wanted. But your behavior and your grades didn't dictate that. So I feel like doing that type of shit is rewarding bad behavior. You feel me? Like,
I'm still give you all this luxurious shit just because it's Christmas time. No, like at some point you still need to earn what you get, and I understand the holiday, and the holiday's about giving. I can still give you something real small. So, but what's the purpose of us going into debt for these badass kids? Now, if you got a kid and your kid's doing this damn thing in school, got their behavior on point, sure, do what you need to do. But I still don't see the need on no parent going into debt, you feel me, for a holiday. That's the crazy part for me. Like, we struggle enough on a daily basis just with trying to keep bills, keep the lights on, a roof overhead, gas, expensive shit, food tax and food prices going up daily. Then you turn around and you got your normal debt, but Christmas come, you want to add on just debt just because. For me personally, I just don't see that. I'm like, as I get older and my kids get older, and I just get a better rationale for just everyday adults and everyday life, I'm just saying that like certain shit just need to be cut out to a certain point, like to the point where I was thinking to myself, all right, next Christmas, let's do a one gift. Everybody get one gift. You feel me? Like, why not? It makes you cherish what you get more. It makes you really hone in on this, what the season is about. It ain't just about the monetary value and shit like that, where it's going to now. So just a little face insight.
I feel you on the keeping it about the reason for season, and we definitely stress that head. I think as far as the gifts themselves and all of that, I think it depends on how you look at gift giving. I mean, for us, we kind of modify the gift based upon what he earned, you know what I mean? So, like, for example, if he done been destructive toward technology that year, then we not going to get him anything technology. So it ain't going to be no video games or no tablet accessories or no cool apps or none of that shit. It's going to be books and, you know, practical toys and building stuff. You know what I mean? So I think it's like he get a choice of, like, this is the stuff that you want. All right, you let us know what you want. Earn it, and then he get all that. If he earn it, if he don't, then he don't. But a lot of times we'll still give him stuff that's like for learning. Like, you're gonna get books every holiday. Like, that's just gonna be something you do because we want you to spend most of your time reading anyway. So there you go. There, we gotta get you clothes because damn it, you outgrow everything. But the good part about books and clothes is them things that he don't care about. Like, he want toys and technology. So, like, for him, he see the immediate actions. It's been times when he done had a birthday and he didn't get pretty much shit, but books and clothes. And he was salty as hell, but he learned from it. And he's not had a birthday or a holiday since then like that, because he was like, oh, we always just remind him, remember that birthday? And he just be like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, I got you. So I definitely see the value in, like, making people earn shit. But as far as the debt part, like, once we got out of debt, we ain't been back in debt since. So I ain't really stressing that. I do miss my spending money right now. Yeah, daddy pockets is hurt, but it ain't hurt to that point because I wouldn't go into debt for no gifts or nothing like that anyway. Only thing I'll go into debt on at this stage in the game of my life would be like house debt, because I'm getting like a mortgage on a new property or something to like do something with or to move into or something. Or like, I done bought like a new something that's going to generate a new fund. So I'm like financing some on that end. But any other debt, I'm leaving that alone. I got student loan debt and that's it.
Jeez, Lord, that debt.
That debt is a motherfucker.
Well, I'm happy to say I don't have none of that shit.
Amen for you, boy. You don't want it.
Oh, no, I happily had them garnish my shit out my check before I left Walmart. Yeah. Take all the shit y'all need. I ain't even noticed the shit the way they did it, so I was happy. By the time I left Walmart, this shit was paid off. I was like, Gucci, I ain't got to worry about y'all calling me every motherfucking week.
Yeah, they will do that. Like, some change between the week before. But like you said, they just, you know, doing their job. I wish they would do that shit a different way.
But another shit I want to talk about real quick, just want to cover, go over with y'all, man. Like, I was listening to the Math Hopper podcast. I think it's expert call. I think it's an expert opinion or something like that.
Yeah, my expert opinion.
So I forgot. I don't even know exactly who all the guests was on there, and I ain't gonna try to remember their names. But basically, the quick topic they were talking about, the question that was posed to everybody is, what's more dangerous, envy or hate? So I want to take it one step further. What's more dangerous? Envy, hate, or love?
What's more dangerous?
Yeah.
Is there a context to dangerous or just interpret as you will?
Interpret as you will, but which concept is more dangerous? Envy, hate, or love? They only cover envy and hate, but it stemmed off to love after one brought another concept in it. So I just want to originate the concept starting as, which one is more dangerous? Envy, hate, or love?
I would say envy.
I'm thinking envy myself.
I would say for me, hate is something like that. That's a type of emotion that you can do, but you can do that from afar. Like you can hate somebody and want to dislike them, but not do anything to them. You just hate them. Like you hate their existence. You might not even come into contact with this person on a day-to-day basis. You hate them. So, all right. So that's not really as harmful unless you really put activation behind it. And that's a farther stretch to activate. With love, if it's real love on any level, if it's really love, you're not gonna fuck me over because you love me. Like real love don't fuck over. It's the next part that I'm about to get to that turns into a problem. It's envy and jealousy. It can start as jealousy, but once it get to envy, the act of being envious means you want what I have, which means at that point, that doesn't mean you want stuff like me or you mad because you don't have stuff like me. You want what I have. You want my girl. You want my car. You want my crib. You want my bank account. You want my friends. You want my status. You want what I have. So at that point, to me, envy has an automatic action piece to it. Because if you want what something someone has, then you're going to go for that. Like hate, you're just going to go for whatever allows you to not be in contact with me. That may be distance. Envy is going to always lead to action that makes you want to do to me to move me out of it.
Well, so with hate, though, that's you're going to say a person hate in the context of hate you talk about. Say if a person hates you so much or hates what you have so much, they just don't want you to have it. So they're willing to do something just so you don't have it. They don't hate. They hate like this nigga got this shit. Why this nigga got it? And I ain't got it. This nigga don't need that shit. Let me take that shit or let me do something to prevent him from being able to attain this shit. You feel me? So me personally, I just look at it like, you feel me? As far as the envy, I see envy breeds hate. You feel me? Envy starts out small. Sure, you may want what I want or want what I have and you envious of how I'm doing what I'm doing. But I feel like too much envy goes to the next level and it breeds hate, breeds hatred where you're willing to do whatever to, like I said, stop what I'm doing, prevent me from doing or take what I got. As far as the love thing, I see love is dangerous too because you could be envious and hate me for the love I'm getting. We could be two homeboys and we both are getting it, but I'm getting more love than you get. You feel me? Like I'm getting more attention than you get. People are like magnetized to me more. You feel me? That love I'm getting may eventually breed envy and hate in you, which spawns the other feelings. So if I was looking at which is more dangerous, I'm going to agree with you say envy, because like I said, I feel like envy could be the most dangerous spawn. It could spawn everything else from it. Now, I don't see no one that's naturally just hating you, you feel me, and wanting to take it to the violent level to stop you as much as someone who's envious of you wanting to take it to that level. The lack of love or the amount of love someone's getting, I can see that, and I have seen that lead to bullshit, but not as much as I have seen the envious motherfuckers lead to violence or just dangerous situations. We see this every day in the street where you got the whoever's the shot caller is the big ball or whatever doing what he do, and people in his own crew take him out, you feel me, because they not getting what he getting or they not making what he making. So I mean, that's just my perspective. Pat, what you think, man?
I think envy gives you a reason, because you can hate for no reason. Like you can hate everything for no reason. I don't like humans, pretty much. I don't like them at all. The reason why I got COVID in the first damn place. But but I mean, like you can like hate and love have more, I don't know, they have more free range of more examples of not doing anything. Some at the same time having a lot of examples of something happening. Envy is a specific reason. Like, that's one of those things that they put on the list when something actually happens, when there's some type of violence or whatever. That's one of the things they look at when they're going down a list of things of why would this person get killed or murdered or hurt in any type of way or whatever. So I feel like, if anything, envy is a certain type of hate. It's a hate with its own style to it, if you get what I mean. Oh no.
Yeah.
I would just say, to me, I think it's like, I agree with both of y'all. I just got a flip perspective on how I see envy as far. Where Faye said, like, the hate and the love can come from the envy. To me, I think it's the other way around, where it's like, those two emotions give you options. Mm-hmm. From hate or love, you can want to harm a person. You can want to get away from a person. You can want to do absolutely nothing but just hate or love them from afar. But it gives you options. To me, like, once your hate or your love turns into envy, you have now put a purpose behind something, to where, like, when you think of the difference, like, hate doesn't require you to take from anything. Love doesn't require you to take from anything. If anything, mm-hmm. those two things require you to either abstain from or to give to. Envy requires you to, like, I'm going to take something from you because I want it for myself. So in nature of what that emotion or that feeling invokes, it's going to make the person who feels it feel more actionable toward a certain direction. Like, I'm going toward that thing that I feel this emotion toward. Whereas love, I might love from afar to the point where I leave you alone because I love you so much. Or I hate you so much, I don't want to be around you at all, so I just leave the area or leave the situation. Whereas if I envy, I'm going to stay around you and I'm going to be looking to either do you harm or find a way to take from what you have, because I want it for myself. So my action steps are all going to be driven at that target, as opposed to the other two, which gives you outlets. I think it's just more of a narrow-minded focus of one of those two, hate or love, that turns it into envy and then puts you in that position. But it all leads to, like, I think we all just agree that envy is the one that's going to make somebody, like, guaranteed to fuck somebody else over.
I think love and hate is too abstract of a thing. Like, I feel like those two are in a category of itself, and then envy is like, I'm thinking like the seven deadly sins, right? You got like the seven deadly sins, seven deadly virtues. Like, love and hate can make you want to do either one of those sins or one of those virtues. Like you could love someone so much and lust for them. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I know.
You can love something that somebody has and envy that. You know what I mean?
It's like love and hate are the two roots, and you choose which tree you want to follow based off of which mm-hmm. root.
Yeah. You can hate something to the point that you have wrath. You know, like, you can love something to a point where you have sloth and you just want to do what you love so much. You get what I mean? Like, I think that's it. I can't think of the virtues. I know pride is one, but, you know, like, you can have so much love and that you have pride and all that other stuff, but that's what I'm getting at. I forgot what the virtues are. They're like the complete opposite of the sins.
It's like I said, is love and hate being like mirror images of each other on their own opposite ends of the spectrum. You feel me? Because both of them are extremes of each other. You feel me? Like, both of them at that one end, love is like the most positive, most pure of the emotions. And at the other end, hate is the most negative, most vile of emotion that you can have towards somebody else. You feel me? And I, like, at a certain point, you put them in the mirror, I feel like love and hate will see each other in the mirror and each other's reflection when they look at each other. You feel me? Of how you handle situations, because a situation for something you love, you want to go into no bounds to protect and love. But in the other sense, something you hate, you want to go to no bounds to offend or harm. You feel me? So to a certain point, I can see those as like for a visual representation. It's like love and hate looking into the mirror and seeing each other. So
I definitely think that you can look at it like that. Like they're like two umbrella concepts under those are applied under whichever umbrella you feel, but those are like the two stems of everything.
I went ahead
and love and hate with two different people. They can look in the mirror and see each other.
I went ahead and actually looked up the virtues and the sins. I don't know if y'all really want to get into it, but All right. So the opposite of lust is chastity.
Okay.
Okay.
Gluttony is temperance. Mm-hmm. And that means voluntary self-restraint. Okay.
So yeah, your ability to control yourself.
Damn it. Where did it go? I need you to go back to there we go. All right. Greed is charity.
Okay, yep.
That makes sense.
Taking sloth, too much or giving too much.
Yep. Sloth is diligence.
Yep.
Envy is kindness.
Okay. Yep.
Wrath is patience. That makes sense. And pride is humility.
Yep. I see that. All checks out.
Okay. Out of all of the most clear examples.
What?
What'd you say? You just went out.
I said out of all the comparisons, I see pride and humility as the clearest examples.
Yeah.
Oh no, they are pretty much good yin and yangs of each other. I feel like they pretty much self-explanatory too. I feel like it's like the basics of the world, man. Like it's always pretty much what we say, like the authenticity, the integrity, the like saying what you are, sticking to it, working hard, you know what I mean? Not being greedy, you know what I'm saying? Giving back.
Give to the needy.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Not being all about yourself, but you know what I mean? Recognizing your place in the world and how you'll affect the world around you. Like it's all the shit we always be talking about is just crystallized into some terms, but it all boiled down to like when you're talking about like envy, hate, or love, like love is the easiest one to me, least resistance. I feel like all of the other paths you can take outside of love, man, anything that comes from the hate side is going to always lead to a more bumpy road. Like you're going to end up in more arguments, you're going to end up in more shit, you're going to lose more shit in the long run. In the short term, you know what I'm saying? Eat whatever. In the long run, and I think that that's what a lot of it boil down to, like most of the negative shit is like instant gratification. And then most of the more good shit is like that delayed gratification. You look at all of that shit, humility, patience, like it's all about delaying something. It's delaying attention. It's delaying me getting food or getting extra or me delaying attention or me delaying whatever it is. You know what I mean? It's just like the difference between the microwave society and the people who I can still wait in line for shit, like, with your mentality. Because envy, that's basically where they come from. It's like,
I want it now.
Right. Instead of me, like, the difference between hate and envy, like, hate can drive you to be better. Because I can hate on somebody so bad, be like, how the fuck this nigga get all this shit? And be like, you know what? I'm going to outwork this nigga and I'm going to get better than him. Envy is going to make me try to take the shortcut and try to take what he got. Not actually put in the work to earn it so where I can sustain it once I get it. Like envy is what makes people hurry up and buy a house before somebody else buy it, but then they lose the house in 3 years because they can't actually afford it. But they just wanted it because somebody else was looking at it and they wanted to have it because they didn't want this other person. You know what I'm saying? So like envy makes you make like real impulse shit, but it's all coming from that hate tree. Like, if you from the love side of things, you don't get to envy. You may get to hate, which will then take you to envy, but you got to leave the whole love tree because love is going to take you to humility, respect, integrity, like working hard because it's a passion. Like think about what you love to do. You are diligent with it. And most of the people who are really great at something, when they really work hard at it, they're not braggadocious about it. They're usually more humble about that thing than anywhere else. They might be braggadocious about their cars, their jewelry, their watches, but when it comes to their basketball game, they'll be like, you know, yeah, I put in the work. Or when it comes to their ability as a surgeon, you know, I went to school and I really studied. You know what I mean? Like they're more humble about like love in any aspect, in any arena leads you to those virtues. Hate at some point will lead you to one of those sins. And I feel like that's the thing. But you got to get to one of those sins, you have to go off of the love tree. So you got to go all the way back down that route, go over to the hate, and then go up that tree, because they don't operate the same. Like, if you're on the love train in any aspect, whether it's relationships, whether it's passion for a project or a skill or a talent you have, I feel like it's always going to come back to, if you love it, it's going to lead you down the virtuous path on it, because you're going to care enough about that thing, that entity, that person, enough to not want any harm to come his way. You're going to think long term. You're going to think delayed gratification, because you're going to want to be thinking like, how do I get this thing to thrive because I care about it? You know what I mean? Like, you think about a parent and his child. Because you love that thing so much, you will delay a lot of shit. You will sacrifice. You will be more humble. It's not about you. You will pour all of your work into it. You will, even if, like, the laziest people I know, if they're good parents, they may be lazy at every job, but when it comes to taking care of their kids, they are ridiculously overworked. Like, they are all about it. Like, at every event, whatever, like, whatever that kid be, they right there. So, like, I feel like when you love something, whatever it is, it's all virtue, because you care about that thing enough to want it to grow and thrive. When you hate something, it's going to lead you to that sins. one of those sins, like envy, that is what actually leads to the negative action steps that make shit get torn down. Like,
I think they got this wrong up here, because they have kindness as the opposite of envy and patience the opposite of wrath. I feel like that should be flipped. I feel like patience should be the opposite of envy, because if you're patient, then you're not, you can wait for when your stuff, you know, what you want gets to you. And envy, you want it right now. And then instead of kindness.
So what does kindness mean? Kindness is the act or the ideal of doing for those outside of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Wanting True. To give to those outside of yourself. Envy is wanting to take away from those outside of you.
Hmm.
Literally the flip. If you look at what patience is, again, not only is it delaying or being able to handle delay anything, it's also understand. Wrath is acting out upon something without understanding. It's literally just acting out blindly. So, like, when you think about, like, really what they break down to, and you think about these words, like, they really are like the yin and the yang of each other when you mm-hmm. break them down to the essence of what each word is, not just, like, mm-hmm. the common usage. Because you got to remember all these words got, like, these multiple meanings and all of that. So when you break it down, like, there is some validity to each one. I think it's just, again, though, like, we started with the love and the hate. You know what I mean? And we added in the envy. But again, I think if we go back to Face's analogy of the two people looking at each other in the mirror, they can't be in the exact same space at the same time. They're still separated by a mirror. There's still that separation, and that you can't do one, or you have to pick. You got to step through the mirror and be one, or you got to be the other. But you can't mix them together, because they can't operate in the same place, because they're two sides of a coin. You know what I mean? If I flip a coin one way, it literally cannot be flipped up the other way. It's impossible for them both to be flipped up. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
That is what it is.
And this conversation was not planned. This was
no, we just podding shit. We just podding. That's what I heard Joe Biden have said, that we just podding.
Just another thought. It triggered just the definitions you gave of wrath and patience. So it was talking about just the violence in the street, and it was going off the murder of the nigga Alpha. It was like, what's more dangerous, the wrath of a young man or the patience of an old man? It's like they're basically even. They're basically just about time, because they both can be just as vengeful and as violent. One just has a sudden response. An old man can hold a grudge, or a person of maturity can hold a grudge and not attack you or not whatever, just cut you off and remember what's happened. And when you come back around, oh, I do remember this, or whatever. But a young man, a person who acts out of maturity, who acts out purely of emotion, then wrath is what you get. That instant, I feel this way, I give you this. So I mean, like, it's just bringing up just different thoughts, man. You feel me? Like, an old man, like, an old man, some of them, or just a man of maturity, has patience. But then again, a man of maturity will let things go too. Some cross came across my plate and said, men always hold grudges, men never let go of grudges. I wouldn't agree with that. I would say that we remember shit, we forgive, but we ain't gonna let you cross us twice. You feel like, so it ain't holding a grudge. It's just putting the mental Rolodex of the place where you sit in life. That's you fuck us over. That's your place in life. We're not gonna fuck with you to a certain extent because we know how far we can take it with you. It ain't a grudge, it's just categorizing people by their actions.
Yeah, I would say that both things you said there, as far as the first part, shit, the wrath, and which one is more dangerous, wrath or the patience. I'm gonna definitely say the patience. The patience is planned out, so it has a higher efficacy. It's more likely to be effective towards its target. Wrath, it may be more explosive or violent in its approach, but it can also be counteracted easier because if you're patient enough, you see wrath coming in, block that shit. You know what I'm saying? Or come up with a counteracting for it. So I think that's to me. But and then on the second part, shit, man, I had a goddamn old man brain. What was the last thing you said real quick?
I don't even remember, nigga. I'm talking listening to you now.
I think like the old man has a time over time.
I got you. The holding grudges shit. I was going to say, yeah, I don't think it's that men hold grudges as much as men modify relationships. So, like, to the target, it may seem like the grudge is hell because I'm more comfortable just it holding you off at an arm's length now and leaving it that way and not going back on that. Like, I'm least men are less likely to give you multiple. We have less of a... it's not even a forgiveness. It's less of a chance. Is like I can forgive you and still not want you around me because I don't want to deal with the thing no more. So whatever the problem was in the first place, I just keep it moving. Like I'm good. So I think it's more just men will modify and
even deeper level.
Keep it.
I can love it
stuck.
You just went out, Face. Just let you know. We stopped that. We can love.
You should let me love you. Let me be the one.
Like see, you can love a person, but still love them from afar, you feel me? Because you know how that person is. We all got that person in our family who you just can't leave alone, you feel me? When they're around, we love you, but God damn it, I got to love you from afar because I ain't gonna let you steal my shit.
Yep, I also love my microwave and my kids' bikes
and
my TV.
I don't think we have the leisure to keep, you know, giving people chances.
Man, I tell you what it is, man. It ain't even leisure, bro. I think it's we don't have the emotional fortitude to deal with extended pain. Like, that's what separates us from women in relationships a lot of times. Like, that's why a woman can deal with getting cheated on and forgive and stay with. Men can forgive, but now you're just my buddy. We're never going to be together again. Like, and that's if I even keep you around me. But if I do, we're never going to be on that level again because I'm going to remember that pain and stay away from it. We're like women are more like, I want to soothe the situation back to, and I'll continue to deal with it as long as I'm getting this. Men will find this somewhere else. We don't have that nesting. So for us, there's no real stake in staying in one space. And it goes back to biology again. Like, I think a lot of times people really forget, like, at the end of the day, people can say what they want to say. People can argue this shit all to the high heavens. And we can have these arguments about everything in society for a million years from now. We're still going to be mammals. We're still going to be animals. We're still going to be genetically kind of tied to certain behaviors and actions and patterns until evolution kicks over and we change that. But for the next million years, you can look forward to males of our species being more geared towards a nomad way of thinking. Conquer this, move to the next. Conquer this, move to the next. And that goes to everything. So even when you look at a grudge, like it ain't no grudge really. It's just like, all right, I've learned from this. I see the effects of this. I'm going to move over here because I don't need to be in this space to get what I need. I can get what I need over here in this space and still be fulfilled. So I think that's the big thing. Old grudges, we just will adjust and move on very comfortably and quickly. There's no repeat offense for us a lot of times. If it is, it is a love beyond, whether that's friendship, family, or relationship. Like, if you see us stick around somebody that done burnt us like a million times, shit is real. That's the love of all loves of all love. Or we don't. But usually it's some real sick.
Sometimes it can be both.
True. Facts plus taxes. I tell you what else is a fact, man. I don't mean to cut your wisdom here, man, but I did look at the clock and it did tell me that it was about that time.
It's about that time.
It is about that time, man, because I feel the meds kicking in. All right, so
I don't know what the fuck that was. We got to hurry up before Face fall asleep. He lighting up another one. Go. Quick.
Hey, I can't yell it, but it's time for the Good and Fuckery. It's episode 57, season 2, because I like saying season 2.
Yeah, Good and Fuckery! It
is season 2. And Tiz is going to yell it for me because I don't get that in my voice.
It's the Good and the Fuckery, y'all.
It's a lot of fuckery going on, too.
Fuck, this nigga doing the cult.
Fuckeration. I don't know if y'all seen it yet, but...
This episode of Fuckeration is brought to you by Jim Jones Beards. They're comfortable. Go ahead, Pat.
I've been waiting for mine for a long time. I had ordered it on Amazon like a couple of years back. Ain't got there yet. Only getting bits and pieces. Shit.
An extent. I tried before the end of the kick here.
Oh man, I'm probably up to before that happened. Anyway, this week, I want to start off. Spider-Man, did y'all see that yet?
I have not, but you can tell me about it because I don't be watching Spider-Man. I know basically what happened, so you ain't gonna miss me. You ain't gonna spoil nothing for me. You know, we can get into the shit.
The rumors are true. I'm gonna just say it's good. I can't really like how to say it's the best freaking Spider-Man movie I've seen, period. I will give it that. I've seen every freaking Spider-Man movie, and I think pretty much...
It says nothing to me, because I don't like none of them.
Yeah, like, but...
Yeah, I don't really fuck with Spider-Man as a superhero.
I like the animated series, but that was even, like...
I didn't know.
It was a tempered, like, it was like a like by default, because it was on.
I would say, if you're a Spider-Man fan, or whatever. I'm a Marvel fan, so Spider-Man is not my first choice. He was more like my younger brother's first choice or whatever. But I will say this is worth watching. This is actually worth watching. It puts everything together. Everything, like all the movies, it's from Spider-Man, the first Tobey Maguire to this one, all of us here. The rumors are true and everything, and I don't want to ruin it. I'm going to just say the rumors.
Man, fuck them people. If they ain't seen it, that's on them. Hey, I'm going to ask you a question, old Marvel guru.
Okay.
Did the final spell, did that fix the multiverse, or is it still going to be mad crazy shit coming through the multiverse? It's just they still knocking the park.
It ain't multiverse related, girl.
Okay, so this movie is related to the multiverse because it allowed other people to come through, but it's not tied into the big thing that happened to Loki and all.
Not really. If it is, it's more like...
So I still don't give a fuck about this Spider-Man movie.
How I put it? It's one of those, you know, on the end of Loki, where you start seeing the thing branch off and everything.
Like, yeah, that's why I asked.
Branch off. I would say that's... It probably happened when that event happened.
But that's what I'm saying. In this timeline here, everything is back to normal pretty much.
Yeah, everything's back to normal, but...
So then the main timeline is still fucked up, though. Like, it's still mad, crazy shit. The multiverse is still a hot mess where Kang's is about to come in.
It's still a hot mess. There's nothing about this fixes pretty
much. So, yeah, fuck the Spider-Man then. So, yeah, what's the next movie that's coming out in this phase?
In Marvel? Mm-hmm. The next movie would probably be is Thor and it's Doctor Strange.
Let's go. Okay. So you gave me two that I want. And I'm cool with Jane Foster being the next with that.
But if you do watch Spider-Man, you do get a glimpse of the next Doctor Strange movie at the very end.
Say more.
At the trailer, first trailer for Multiverse.
What happens? So give me some story beats. Give me some highlights. Give it to me. Give me some details, nigga. Don't hold back. Break it down now. The multiverse is open.
Have you ever played Marvel Superheroes, the video game?
You mean the one where you like fighting against bad guys or the one where you fighting against other people?
You just fighting, like, there's a fighting game, pretty much. Yes. You could be Wolverine, you could be Psylocke, you could be Iron Man, you could be Captain America, Thanos, and they got this other one, Shuma Gorath. It looked like a big octopus with an eye in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Head.
Okay, so he's a bad guy that's fighting against Dr. Strange.
Yes. You know
who else I played with? I used to like to play with him. He did some moves.
You know who else fighting against Dr. Strange? Remember Baron Mordo from the first one?
Yeah, the dude that was killing all the wizards.
Black dude.
Dr. Strange gonna fuck him up.
You know
Doctor
who
Strange
else?
Got so much more experience now.
Yeah. But you know who else gonna fuck up Dr. Strange?
Who?
Dr. Strange. Evil Dr. Strange.
From another universe.
Have you seen the What Ifs on Disney Plus? They do
didn't watch.
Yeah.
And one of them,
I watched like one or two of them, it was like the end. But I didn't catch all of it. I catched the one with, I think, parts of the one where the Watcher was doing something crazy. He had powers and he was using them all of a sudden, which was weird to me because he ain't supposed to be doing them. But I got the story beats from the online community. But go ahead.
If you watched the one.
If I didn't watch, tell me anyway.
Well, yeah, because that was way back. But basically, things didn't really go as planned for Doctor Strange. He started to... something happened with someone died and he just started getting more and more into dark arts so he can try to like justify the stuff.
Tried to bring back his love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then he just became more and more darker. He started absorbing like evil, like more evil entities. And then he became dark.
Okay. So we're about to see him fight the good doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get to the shits. All right now.
We have there's a scene with this girl with a jacket. She has a star on the back. Her name is America Chavez, and it's this black and she's like black and Puerto Rican, and she can actually punch through dimensions or whatever. So she's sitting there. I think
she can punch through dimensions.
Yeah, she can like travel.
So she can like hit. So she can like punch a nigga in the quantum realm from here.
Yeah,
just like
yeah.
Oh, I would beat the shit out of her. So she gonna beat the shit out of everybody then. Cause like,
yeah, their name is Miss
America. Go to a different dimension and whoop your ass from there.
And it's gonna be cool. If you remember at the end of Venom 2, and he was looking at Spider-Man,
mm-hmm.
and pre credits scene, post credit scene, whatever you call it or whatever. He's like in a bar. Eddie Brock is in a bar.
Yes, we got you. Yep. He's in the bar. He's looking at Spider-Man. Got it.
No. In Spider-Man, in the movie, he's in a bar talking to a dude, and the dude is trying to explain him the Marvel Cinematic Universe because he's somehow in the Marvel Cinematic Universe now.
Got it.
Or whatever. And he came through when the other villains came through, but he just sat there and got drunk.
Sounds pretty much.
So then when they did the spell to get everybody back into their universes or whatever, he disappeared too. But it was a little bit of Venom symbiote left behind.
Okay.
So that
still gonna have Venom in this universe.
Yep.
So that's how they're gonna explain that. Got it. I like it.
All
these shits.
All three Spider-Man are there. Tom Holland beat the shit out of Green Goblin. I ain't gonna lie. That nigga was like, and he has a good reason for that because, Green Goblin, he shoots a pumpkin bomb. It blows up. It hits Aunt May. And that's the moment where this Spider-Man learns with great power becomes responsibility. With great power, it comes great responsibility.
Don't come with no damn words, boy. God damn.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Omicron. Anyway.
Great responsibility.
Yeah, but yeah, that happened. So he got that moment. He finally got that moment from him, man. He was pissed off at Green Goblin at the end that he was about to murk. He was about to murk that nigga, man. He was about to go in. Tom Holland was about to go to fuck in. But Toby stopped him so he could save his soul and all that other stuff.
Toby. Oh, that's what I thought of, yo. Toby.
Yep. Toby saved him.
Toby.
What else? My favorite person in this, Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx is hilarious. Jamie Foxx came back as a real nigga in the MCU. And he said, yup, y'all gave me, I came back, I got hair. What? I'm not blue no more. I got a decent edge up. And my powers are even more dope in this universe. I ain't trying to give this up. All right, y'all gonna have to get this. Y'all gonna have to take this from me, basically.
He did look pretty buff in this one.
Yeah, he kind of went hard or whatever.
Well, all right.
Tom Holland he signed for like 3 more. But I think what was gonna happen because this in the end of this movie, he's basically Spider-Man that we all know about. He broke his heck. Solve the problem of all the people coming in from different universes. He had to Doctor Strange had to spell.
Nobody knows who he is.
Yeah, basically. Uh-huh. So now nobody knows who he is. The costume at the end of the movie looked more like a traditional Spider-Man costume. So this seems like he's becoming the Spider-Man that we all know about. We all know and love the friendly neighborhood one. Broke his shit. Selling pictures of Spider-Man so he can get his rent paid. Spider-Man.
I didn't know he was broke like that. So I.
Cool. Yeah. He was working at that motherfucker news.
He worked at the news, but I didn't know he was.
No,
was
Spider-Man was broke.
His character arc was broken shit.
That's a constant in Marvel. Matter of fact, it was a comic book where, Iron Man was like, hey, you could be part of Avengers. And he was like, what did he say? Will I get paid? He's like, yes, we have money. And he was like, oh my God, thank you. Thank you. I was so weak or whatever. But yeah, he has a continuous running gag of him just being broke as shit.
Oh,
yeah. That's early. Take pictures of himself and shit. Tell Marvel because he called him Spider Man in this position. Took pictures and shit, sell pictures of newspaper and shit.
That's why early on he became popular because people could relate to him a little bit more. Like, you got a guy, he's trying to make his way through life, pay
just
his
a
rent.
Guy trying to make it through life, call
or whatever.
Me little Spider-Man.
Got a secret night job or whatever, don't want everybody to know about, pretty much. But
dude that's in the gay porn.
Pause. pause. Anyway, but and then Jamie Foxx thought that Spider-Man was gonna be black because he always wear the mask and he's always helping broke folk. I thought that was funny, but anyway.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why he was the only one that didn't know Peter
Parker.
Well,
I mean,
something about
that. Shit.
I mean, well, Electro in that universe and the Andrew Garfield universe didn't know who Spider-Man was at first. But anyway, this week, matter of fact, tomorrow, actually today, because it's 12 now.
So which one is it?
today,
what's
right
the, what's
now.
What's the date?
Today is now is the 22nd of December.
Is that when this event that you're about to speak on is?
Yes, Matrix Resurrection is supposed to come out on HBO Max.
Yay.
And theaters, right? So,
I'm ready for it.
I'm ready for it too. I don't know, man. I'm kind of scared, man. The Matrix is a great trilogy, and I'm like, just like you, I'm like, man, I hope they don't just make another one just to fuck it up.
Man, you know what? I don't care enough about the original trilogy past the first one to care if they. At this point, I'm just looking at it like
true,
True. Like, I have no expectations on it. I'm literally just going there just to see what the hell happens. And yeah. whatever they come up with, I'm going to roll with it.
True.
Yes, sir. True.
If they don't charge me no extra, like, money, just, like, watch it, you know, on HBO Max. Because HBO Max is different. HBO is definitely good for, like, hey, if you want the season's pass or whatever for this, that, and the third, I'm like, all right. But I ain't going to the movie theater for that, of course. Anyway.
I don't do that. I don't do those things. I don't go to movie theaters no more.
I ain't been to one in a minute, but I would still go. But everything I want to see at the movie theaters come out on HBO Max or Disney Plus. So I was like, well, shit.
It's one movie theater I would go to. It's a little old school movie theater out here in the country. It's like $5 for all new releases. But I still don't trust it. So I don't go to movie theaters no more, man.
If I go
early in the day when it's in.
That flu monkey out here, I don't fuck with.
I used to go to the movies just to by myself because I was just into the movies and this Marvel movie period pretty much. But if I would go, I would go like early in the morning or something where I know it wasn't anybody there or whatever. Or like when one of them random days, I just know I might just be the only person in this theater.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Go early in the morning when ain't nobody gonna be there.
Well,
that's your flu,
monkey. Flu, monkey.
Yeah. Well, away from the good, go let me go right into the fuckery or whatever.
Go on into it.
So first on the list, I just actually saw this right before we started recording. So I was like, you know what? Might as well just add it in. A dinosaur embryo has been found inside a fossilized egg.
Is it still viable?
Yeah, they actually have like a, it showed like a picture of the embryo inside of it and everything. Like,
no, I said, like, is it still viable? Are you understanding what?
No, explain. Viable.
All right. I mean, can the embryo still be fertilized? Or is it just like an embryo that's like a fossilized embryo?
It's just fossilized. It's just fossilized. Yeah, it's nothing. Yeah.
Just making sure I understand if we're about to have a real live Jurassic World or anything.
You know how science has been lately. They trying to procreate robots. You never know where they trying to be next. So
yeah, but Sophia better carry her ass on too. Or any damn dog.
Exactly.
We better get time for this shit.
So but yeah, they found it in China. And I just like to keep an eye on China.
You know? Always got to keep an eye on China. China be up to some bullshit.
Yeah, China's doing too much. China's trying to colonize.
Okay, you got it.
No word. I can't say a word.
What they trying to do?
Colonize Africa.
Yeah, there's a lot of them over there setting up shop.
Economically. I think there's even, like, they got a, like, the biggest airport now in Jamaica is owned by China. Or whatever, they got this thing where in some countries where they like they're giving the money to like basically build the infrastructure and stuff like that, and it's like a loan, but if they don't pay the loan, they just end up owning the building or whatever they gave them pretty much. So economic colonization basically.
Got it. You got through that, Pat. Look at that.
I ain't got through nothing right now. I ain't got through not a damn thing. Fucking got this Omicron. The Omegatron. All in the shit.
All that.
Or whatever. But right into the fuckery. Next fuckery. Bootsy Badass.
Well, I thought you were about to say Bootsy Collins.
Not Bootsy Collins, but Bootsy Badass is officially an ordained minister.
And well, all right, Pastor Boosie.
It will charge $75K to officiate wedding.
The choir gonna now sing a B selection. It's called "Wipe Me Down." Y'all know it. If you know it, sing along. Wipe me down, wipe me down. Oh Lord, wipe me down.
Universal Life Church Ministries. That is his card that he has. He's showed it up.
Universal Life Church. Come on now, ULF. Come on, Boosie.
He says, if you want Bootsy to marry you, let me know.
What does he mean? Oh, you mean like officiate your marriage?
Yeah.
Oh, because I was like, well, he out here taking wifey resumes now. He pulling the Umar.
That's what he says. It was like, in a new clip courtesy of the Shade Room, Bootsy is seen showing off his official minister license from Universal Life Church Ministries. During the video, he announces that he's willing to offer wedding services for anywhere between 75 to 100K. If you want Bootsy to marry you, let me know. If you want Bootsy to marry you, I got my motherfucking license. Y'all at me. This my new thing. Big bullshit. 75K to 100K. Big Bootsy badass. It's a minister now.
Pastor badass. Well, there you have it, folks. Get your marriage by Pastor Badass, whatever you feel like, you know.
I want to see the first one. Like, I want to see the first celebrity.
It's going to be your wedding. You and Chicken Salad.
No. Nah.
Y'all going to have the first official badass wedding. Go ahead and get you a badass wedding. Tell us how it goes. It's going to be a vlog for the channel, bro. Content, baby.
Oh, my God. This is a badass wedding.
That's what they're going to be called, ain't it? The badass wedding.
That's going to be, man. Hey, we recorded this first, man. He decided to make a reality TV show called
Badass Weddings. Yo, that's it. Yo, he should do that and have like a reality show about weddings that are fucked up. Badass weddings. Badass weddings. Disease. Facing those awful. I think we lost him.
Nah, he's just eating.
Oh, ah, look at that. You gotta watch because he'll pull one on you.
Yeah,
I'm just trying not to chew in your ear, nigga.
Well, I appreciate it. I ain't mad at that part, but still gotta watch it. Never know what you do. Don't act like I'm outlandish for thinking that or like it's absurd. Like that never happened before. Yes, you nigga. Mwah ass. Yes, you nigga. Ain't no mwah. No mwah. You nigga. You the Negro. Yes, you. Looking like most deaf cousin. You. Yes, Neo Soul, you. You. Stop doing that. Or are you frozen?
Nah, he just froze.
Oh, I was like, why he keep doing that to me? Stop. I don't know why that was bothering me so much, but it was very upset.
We have
an argument, nigga. Don't do no shit like that to me. I don't know why, but that really triggered me for some reason. Just sit there, just nigga, yes, you, stop.
Oh, man.
So, he's still frozen like that on my screen. Why is this happening to me?
Still frozen on my screen. He's frozen on my
screen. I do not like this, Sam. I am.
Once he get back up here, he's going to be back up here.
Like it was horrible. Oh. This is the worst. Like of all the ways he could have froze, he would freeze the way that was like exactly what I was responding to the whole time. Okay, great.
Over there laughing, I like he cooked in grease or something.
Sound like the battle rapper T Rex laughing.
Oh, geez. Oh man, speaking of from talking about dinosaur embryo, T-Rex.
Good, he off my screen looking like that.
When he come back, he'll be eating again.
That was good and terrible. I did not like that at all. That was the worst moment in our podcast history right there. That I don't know why that made me so upset, but I do not like that. Folks out there, hey, internet trolls, you want to piss me the fuck off? Send me a picture of your ass just sitting there looking at me like, mwah, mwah.
Last call, man. That's going to be the way.
I don't know why, but that'll get a nigga shot. I can't even explain like why that is so irritating. But that is the most irritating thing ever to me for some reason. That I didn't even know I didn't like that till that just happened to me. I think it was the longevity of it, because I've seen people do that before. Like, it's happened in front of me before, but I think it was the longevity of it on my screen, just looking at me like, wow. It was just like taunting me, like, wah, nigga, yes, you, nigga. Oh, man. That's
the audacity.
Yeah, all of that.
Oh, man. Well, speaking of audacity, back on the fuckery.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man, speaking of audacity and everything,
that nigga snotty as hell over there. God damn, nigga.
Yes, Lord.
Blow your nose. Shit. You about to be eating that shit. About to have a mouth full of boogers.
Oh, shit.
Pat's
face. Ah, shit.
You don't like that snot cussing and booger pudding, Pat?
Nah, man, I don't want to deal with nothing to deal with that right now. That's why I'm taking all these meds now anyway.
That's what they eat in North Korea to make them strong. That's how they be winning Squid Game. All right, go ahead, Pat. I'm sorry. That I had nothing to do with. Pat was looking like, no, stop. Abort this shit.
I don't know how I'm going to segue this shit.
Hey, here you go. You the man. Segue that shit.
Oh, man.
Well, I was saying, speaking of eating and audacity and all that other stuff, Jim Jones is evidently naming his next album after the restaurant him and Freddie Gibbs. Freddie Gibbs. Allegedly clashed
Freddie
at.
Freddie Gibbs.
Freddie Gibbs. Whatever. Gibbs. But long story short, Jim Jones and Freddie Gibbs have beef because they both think each other are fake gangsters, and they clashed, and they said one person got hit. They all both
who got hit? Like
Freddie Gibbs by Jimmy.
You know, snuff that nigga.
Yeah, it looked like it or whatever. But it looked like Freddie Gibbs got back. You know how they go on at social medias and say, "Hey, I look all right. They both look like they didn't really get into too much in the scuffle, but
so it wasn't too bad before somebody.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, yeah. so it's one of them NBA hold me back moment.
Old man
fights is something you got to deal with.
But Jim Jones is naming the album he's making with Hitmaker, aka Young Bird. Prime 112, because that's the restaurant they got into a scuffle. Jim Jones was leaving, Freddie Gibbs was going in. Pause. That's how it happened.
Let that shit go. It ain't even worth it. When Freddie Gibbs is making more and more of a mockery, just let that shit go.
Y'all niggas too old, man. Y'all acting like
dudes. Right.
At your age, nigga.
That nigga is like 50 years old, man. When you got gaps in your cornrows and shit, man.
Actual age, dress your age.
Chill out, B.
You shouldn't be doing the same shit teenagers as well.
If it's one of them, all right, we're going to just go ahead and shoot fair one, and then, all right, we ain't going to even bring this up ever again or whatever. That's cool, but the simple fact that he's naming it after that, the restaurant.
Yeah, they're too old to be being petty like that. Leave that for the youngins.
Yeah.
The youngins are good at petty. Ain't our generation.
Yeah. And one youngster that seems like he's a little too petty, black youngster, performing his Young Dolph this weekend.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's like...
Where was he at when he did that?
He was in Memphis. Was he in Memphis? No, he was in Dallas. Aces of Dallas Nightclub in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, I was gonna say, because you about to tell me the next thing shit got shot up then, right?
Yeah, that's why I would think next. But
I can't see that happening in Memphis right now. That not leading to a big scuffle.
Nah.
I think it's time to just go ahead and let that be, especially with them already implicating them of God and shit. Keep that shit moving, you know? Talk about some music.
Yeah, man. I think Yo Gotti is the only one that's acting smart in this situation, because I have heard nothing from him at all about it since it has happened. But Black Youngster, he's like, I performed it. I said it. I felt it then. I feel it now. Nothing has changed. I'm not having no sympathy for it. Only God can judge me. all that other catchy phrase stuff you can say. Mm-hmm. So people, I don't care what y'all think of me, all that other stuff.
And I like Black Youngster.
I feel like the way he act, this seemed like this kind of fits. Like I wasn't really expecting him to do all this, but at the same time, it doesn't surprise me.
Agree.
It doesn't. He seems like he's for all the ignorant shit. Yeah, right in line. Right on brand. Right on brand.
Agree. Definitely agree with you there.
Because he's the one that really popularized the whole money phone thing, pretty much.
Yes, he did, didn't he?
He's the one that made that jump popular.
Well, in that case, you know, he really needs. I'm kind of upset that some books are.
Pretty much, and a couple of other, probably some lawyers up into your ear, because it's just.
I don't see this ending well.
No, I don't either.
I would be as quiet as possible.
You
wouldn't hear a peep out of me.
Mm-hmm. Like I would,
nigga would have performed like when nobody Soldier but the people talking, that was there. No,
like when Soldier was talking or whatever, he quiet up real quick. This guy, he's like, he almost like he wants to say it was me, pretty much.
Let him go ahead and do some dumb shit like that. Mm-hmm. They always willing to lock a nigga up. They don't mind. They are more than you want to get locked up. They are more than willing to
humbly oblige.
Dumb shit, but if he want to stay free, he just go ahead and be quiet. Let this shit subside and move on with his career. Especially if he did not have any to do with it. And tied up in this shit, ain't get you no clout, nigga. Just gonna get you some shackles.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Get your ass
in. I don't mean no Mary type.
But that's pretty much all the fuckery that has accumulated within the week.
Well, that's all right.
I got one for you.
Oh shit. We're gonna end on a good fuckery tonight.
It's a fuckery. Y'all heard about the other rapper from the West Coast getting stabbed in the neck and died on stage.
Draco. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Draco.
Yeah, that's some crazy shit. On stage though.
Getting real out here in these streets.
No, California. Mm-hmm. Now I know within our podcast we have said a lot of good things about California, but they say nowadays California is the purge, man.
Nigga, like, nowadays Biggie and Tupac got killed in California. Nowadays this shit been the Wild West out there. They call it the Wild West.
They're saying like it's even worse. Like people broad day, like people abroad, they getting robbed. Not like in the hood areas. I mean, like in everywhere in LA. If you in Rodeo, you in whatever, they just rolling up on you, broad day robbing you. The police are saying it is not safe to visit.
I thought you was about to say the police are even robbing.
That sounds
plausible.
But the police are saying we don't have enough police and it's not safe for you to visit LA, basically. Okay,
police got enough police when they want to beat the shit out of somebody.
And then, I mean, this ain't like the first time I've heard, like, I'm hearing numerous people say this. Like, my friend that's from LA, she told me that some stories so far. And I even heard like WAC 100 up there saying, hey, I don't even know what's going on. I'm about to move out.
I don't believe the WAC 100. So that doesn't surprise me. I don't think he's known what's going on in quite some time. I think he's pretty much out of it.
Sounds right. He said, keep his ear to the street, man.
And matter of fact, when at my job, I get calls from California, and I be hearing their stories too. And they say, it's getting.
It's getting kind of heavy.
Kind of heavy.
Well,
that's.
I would say, if you live in LA, keep your ass out the streets.
Be safe.
Man, do what the partners do. Stay the fuck out the way. Mm-hmm. And sit in the house, and you know, I bet your ass won't get jumped or get robbed. Listen to us.
The people moving out of California, going to Texas and everything.
Hey, yo, Why when you said that, that my brain, it go to people moving out, people moving in. Why? Because of the color of the skin. Rap on, sisters. Rap on.
Damn, sister.
I can't stay.
Why did my brain go to sister? Out of all things in that moment that could have popped into my brain, that's where I went.
Oh, whoopee, boy. That whoopee.
Oh, man. I think that's a beef off. I ain't got no black business. I ain't got nothing. And all I'm going to say, you want to support us, go to buymeacoffee.com/thepartners. Support on there. You can donate or you can sign up for a membership. Or you can go to anchor.fm/thepartners and you can listen to the podcast and become a monthly supporter. Or you can go to $PartnerTiz1. That's $PODNATIZ1. Donate on either one of them places, you know what I'm saying, if you want to look out. If not, man, just leave a like on the video if you're watching this or listening on YouTube. Or, you know what I'm saying, go ahead and share this, John. If you listening to it somewhere else, man, I don't know. I ain't finna beg y'all for nothing, man. Season of giving. So God bless y'all. But I will say, if you want to get you some nice gifts, since it is the season for giving, Faith, tell them how they can get some merch.
Well, you can always stop by rtrendclothing.com, and you can also use the promo code PODSQUAD83 to bring your price down a little bit more. Once again, it's rtrendclothing. That's A-R-T-R-E, clothing. I will never spell clothing for you. Never. .com.
Definitely.
Well, I said once again, promo code PODSQUAD83, PODSQUAD83. Get you some fresh gear. Got stuff coming out every now and then these weeks. Holiday season, haven't so much time to get to it. You know, got the kids, got the job, got the dog, got the wife, got the family. Got stuff I got to do. Season to give it. So I figured I could get one or two new designs. So come check it out. Want to give a gift? Get one with a promo code. Break it down cheaper. Also, we have the new feature on there, Afterpay. You can pay little by little once every week and still get your merchandise. Check us out, man.
Yeah. So you can pay a little bit now, get your stuff for Christmas, and then guess what? From there, you can keep on paying as you got. So, you know.
That's what I did.
If you're a little bit strapped for cash right now, but you still want to rep your partners, go ahead and do that. And Pat, if they want to get in touch with us, man, how can they do that?
At THEPODNAS, and that is the Twitter, that is the Instagram, that is the TikTok, that is also the Facebook. Also in the Facebook is Tiz, Face, Pat, all the partners, and the partners, and Faces up there. Now I'm up there. If y'all need to hit us up, y'all can hit us up there, at THEPODNAS.
Right. Up there, upstairs, and it's up there. It's stuck. I don't really got nothing else to say. It's the Christmas holiday. Love your loved one. Don't get caught up in shit and stuck on what you got to buy and all that shit. Like, it's for the kids, so, you know, look out for your children, obviously, because they don't know no better. But if you're a grown-up man, don't be out here all depressed and sad because you ain't get some or all even worried about that. Do something for somebody else. Be a blessing to somebody else.
Life.
And remember the reason for the season. If you're a Christian, you know what I mean? Remember that Jesus died for you and he was born. You know what I mean? If you're not a Christian, just remember that Christmas is really about, you know, being with your family and just, you know, appreciating what you done got over the past year. So do that. Love up. Bless up. We'll see y'all over the coming weeks. I'll be in Virginia, I guess, next week when we normally will be recording. So I'll figure out something for next week. It might be some reruns next week or some best of type shit. But yeah, man, stay on the lookout for that. I might do some vlog shit, you know what I'm saying? Get up with Face and Pat while I'm up there. So, you know, y'all can see us actually in person, all three of us in the same place at the same time. I don't think that's ever happened on the channel. So yeah, man. Like I said though, man, y'all just be safe. I love y'all. You know, the bros, I'm going to be talking to y'all over the next week anyway. I don't know if we're going to do no live show this week or nothing like that. So I ain't making no promises on nothing this week. If you see us, you see us. If not, man, we love y'all. Be safe. See y'all in the new year for real, Pod Squad. Maybe before then, maybe not. I don't know. 100! Take that into the...